As National Pride Month picks up steam, members of Maine's LGBTQ community are celebrating a fresh victory. The State Bureau of Motor Vehicles will now include a third option for non-binary people, people who don't identify exclusively as male or female. Willis writer Arnold reports.
The Maine Bureau of Motor Vehicles will no longer require people getting IDs and driver's licenses to select only male or female to indicate their gender. The change comes after a year-long mediation process between the Maine Human Rights Commission and the department. Last June, Ian Meredith Lindsay filled out a gender designation form, went to the BMV, and was told the current computer system couldn't accommodate a non-binary gender designation.
It was frustrating. Just because, you know, other states do have that accommodation, and so it was a little frustrating to know that the state that I live in and love at the time didn't have that accommodation.
Lindsay reached out to the Maine Human Rights Commission, which soon began talks with the state. Maine is the first New England state to offer the option of replacing the M for male or F for female on identification cards and licenses with an X to indicate non-binary gender. The policy is already in place in Oregon and Washington, D.C. Mainers can now apply for an official sticker to put on their driver's licenses that will accurately indicate their gender. It's a change that could eliminate one source of continual concern, says Ian Meredith Lindsay.
It's just a daily challenge, and you're always concerned, and there's always that little bit of apprehension and fear of, like, okay, I have to show my ID. How is this person going to react based on my gender expression, my gender presentation, and my gender identity, and how that's not reflected in my ID at all.
Lindsay says the fact a state ID will actually provide a more accurate descriptor seems a bit surreal.
But at the same time, it feels really, really amazing to actually have documentation from my state that reflects and represents who I am and that validates my existence.
Maine Transgender Network's executive director, Quinn Gormley, says the change will benefit their several hundred members throughout the state. She says news of the change has brought tears to the eyes of many.
I could go on about how having accurate IDs gives you better access to employment and housing in the state, and certainly that's an important issue. But I think there's a really core level of validation in having an official document recognize you for who you are.
Gormley says the change in Maine's BMV-issued IDs is a step toward equality that is cause for people outside the community to celebrate as well.
Even if you don't understand what the meaning of this change is to our community, that you can at least join us in celebrating the visibility that it's bringing and understanding that this visibility is only going to help us grow and make us more resilient.
Newly issued IDs will include the non-binary gender option starting July 2019. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Willis Ryder Arnold.